that I think I already know the answer to, but we'll see how many will be honest. How many of you listen to your parents the first time they call you? Anyone who raises their hand, I don't believe you. Parents, is this true? No, they don't want to admit it one way or the other. Sometimes I have that problem too. And I'm almost 30, I'm like really old. Right, adults? But sometimes my mom will tell me to do something, and I think, maybe she thinks I didn't hear. And I try to put it off for a while. Sometimes we do the same thing with God, don't we? We feel this tug in our hearts. We feel like God might be calling us in a certain way. But we pretend like when our folks tell us to do something, nope, I didn't hear that. He's going to have to say it again. He's going to have to force me. Mom, no, you're going to have to say it again. And even then, we still might not do it. But in our first reading, we got the story of Samuel, who's a prophet, but at this time, we hear in the beginning of the reading that he's a young minister, and he's working with Eli. So kind of think of it like me and Father Dennis, how we both minister to you guys, but he's the pastor and I'm the associate. Just like in the story, Father Dennis is the old one and I'm the young one. So you can think of it. He's on vacation, I can say that. But kind of the same thing, we're both ministering. Samuel's learning, okay? So what happens in the middle of the night? He hears his name called, Samuel, Samuel. So he gets up and he goes over by Eli. Because who else would be calling him in the middle of the night, right? And Eli says, no, it wasn't me, go back to bed. So what happens again? Eli, what do you want? Nope, wasn't me, go back to bed. After the third time, Eli finally realizes what's going on. And it's not Eli calling Samuel, but it's the Lord. And what does Eli tell Samuel to do? If you remember from the reading, Eli says, the next time you are called, say, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And that's exactly what Samuel did. The next time he was called, he got up all excited, said, speak, Lord, here I am. Your servant is listening. It's a great model for us, isn't it? What's the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning? Some of us probably check our phones, maybe flip on the TV, right? We shower, hopefully, and all that other kind of stuff, hopefully. But where's our first thought go? Do we wake up and say, thanks, Lord, here I am? You know, one of the psalms that we sing is, here I am, Lord, I've come to do your will. One of our famous hymns is, here I am, Lord. I should have told Mr. Brzezinski to play that. If I would have been prepped, I could have told you to play that today, but that's okay. It would have fit well. But we're present to the Lord. And then all of this is about doing God's will. Samuel didn't say, okay, I'm here, but I'm going to do what I want to do. He didn't say, okay, I'm here, but, you know, 10 more minutes, God, I want to play games, or I'm not ready, or whatever it might be. He said, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Now, to do God's will, who here remembers the Baltimore Catechism? I know you do. What's the first question, Mrs. Fisher? What's the answer? Why are we here? That's the one I was looking for. I don't remember it, so I'm looking for help. Huh? No? Okay. Who knows the Baltimore Catechism? Remembers? Yes. What's our purpose? To know, love, and serve God so that we can be with him in this world and the next, right? But to know, love, and serve God. I knew it was something like that. To know, love, and serve God. When we wonder what it is to do his will, it's those three things. How do we know him? You guys do that when you're here in religion class, when you learn about him, when good things happen and when people do kind deeds to each other, you're learning about who God is. And how do you love him? It's through that personal relationship. It's through those times in prayer when you tell him about all the good things that happened in a day. And it's when you tell him about all the tough things, that might have happened in a day. And just like the friends you have here, the more you share, the better friends you become, the more you experience that love. And then to serve God, to serve one another, to help each other, is really to serve God. Right? Remember when Jesus said, whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you do to me. So whenever you help your classmate, your siblings, your friends, it's no different than helping Jesus Christ himself, because Christ is in all of us. Remember, if you know, you ever hear what Pope Francis talks about a lot of times, looking out to those who are marginalized. So what he's talking about is looking out to the people that might not be as well off as we are. They might be hurting a little bit, those people that sometimes we often forget about. To help them is to serve God. That's standing up and saying, speak, Lord, your servant is listening. Here I am. I've come to do your will. To do all those good things, all the service projects that you guys do. All of those things are ways that we serve God and we do his will. And I promise you, the more we do what God wants, the happier we're going to be, because the freer we're going to be. Might seem like opposites to do something else that, to do something that someone else wants us to do doesn't seem like true freedom, but when it comes to God, it absolutely is, because he knows what's going to make us happy. And then finally, just in the gospel, we heard Jesus say, for this purpose I have come. He's healed people, performed miracles. He's praying to God, to his Father, and he says, for this purpose I have come. He was always very, very certain of his mission and what villages he needed to go to, the people he needed to see, because he was always connected to the Father. Same thing for our missions, whatever they might be in life, whoever we're called to serve, whatever vocation we're called to, we're going to know it better and better the more we're connected to the Father. Think of how many times Jesus went off to pray. That phrase in the Gospels, Jesus went off to a deserted place, went up the mountain. He prayed a lot because he needed that connection with the Father. And it was through that connection that he knew his purpose. He knew what to do, what to say. It's no different for us. Prayer is just as powerful, and it's just as important. And so, I have a favor to ask of all of you. If you want to do this for longer than a week, go for it. If you want to do this to start your days in the classrooms or whatever, go for it. But I want everybody here for 1 week, at least, so from now until next Wednesday, to make an effort to every morning at some point when you wake up, say, here I am, Lord. Your servant is listening. Maybe it's the first thing you do when you wake up. Maybe you say it on the car ride here. Maybe you do it as a class to start your day. Here I am, Lord. Your servant. Here we are. Your servants are listening. Whatever you want to do. But I just want you to try that for a week and see how that goes. See what it feels like. See how that prayer happens. And if it's something you do for the rest of your life every morning, great. If you tweak it or do your own thing, so be it. But let's make all of us, adults, kids, the whole gamut, let's all of us make an effort to every morning be like Samuel, excitedly say, here I am, Lord. I've come to do your will. Speak your words of everlasting life, for your servant is listening.